Welcome to the Summit Learning Institute podcast, an online learning gateway. We provide engaging and inspiring conversations, discussions, and lectures on topics related to career development, leadership development, and empowerment learning. So, listen, reflect, and be empowered to take action.
Four ways to be an effective mentor. If you found yourself in a position where you're mentoring someone, it might be difficult to know how to be at your best as a mentor. If you worry about your ability as a mentor, keep reading to find out the top four actions you can take to become a more effective mentor. 1. Listen. The most important thing you need to learn when it comes to being an effective mentor is how to listen actively. Active listening means that when the person you're mentoring is talking, you put aside everything else, any distractions you may have, both physical and mental, and listen to what the person is saying. This way, you'll understand why they may need or want certain things and assist them in the way that is best for them. 2. Set expectations and rules. It can be difficult to mentor someone who doesn't tell you what they expect of you. It is vital that when you begin mentoring someone, you should always sit down and discuss the expectations you have of one another. This discussion is also a great time to establish any ground rules you may have regarding taking on someone you're mentoring. This will help you avoid any confusion or awkward situations later on in the process. 3. Let them decide. You can offer advice and guidance all day as a mentor, but it is their life, not yours, when it comes down to it. It is their decision if they decide to take your advice or not. And if they decide not to, don't take it personally. Everyone's journey is different, and they may have decided that your advice didn't work for them. 4. Don't judge. Beyond just letting them make their own choice, you also need to remember not to judge any of their decisions. If a mentee feels their mentor is judging them, this could lead to losing trust in you and not coming to you when they need help the most. Always listen to everything they say in a non-judgmental way and respond with tact and respect, whether you agree with their opinion or not. Overall, becoming an effective mentor is a journey in and of itself, but if you employ the above four aspects into your mentoring journey, you too can learn to become an effective mentor and help people on their paths toward success. What personality traits should a good mentor have? While searching for a good mentor to help you on your journey, you may be wondering what traits a good mentor should have. While the traits of a mentor will vary wildly depending on what industry you're in, there are a few basic traits any good mentor should have. A good listener. All mentors should be good listeners. If they can't sit and listen well to your problems and where you're coming from, they can't offer good or proper advice. If you consider making someone a mentor and they seem distracted or are on their phones while you're talking, they definitely will not be the best listener, and you should look for a mentor elsewhere. Enthusiasm. Mentors need to be enthusiastic about being a mentor and excited about the topic at hand. If they aren't, then how can you expect them to keep you feeling enthusiastic as well? Remember, emotions are contagious. So you want to find a mentor whose positive emotions, like enthusiasm, will rub off on you and keep you enthusiastic too. Positivity and enthusiasm are important to achieving any goal. Respectful. Respect is a very important aspect when it comes to choosing a mentor. Respect is so important, because if you have a mentor who isn't respectful of your thoughts and feelings, this could lead to bad advice that isn't right for you. Not only that, but why would you want to spend time or talk about your problems with someone who doesn't respect you in your journey? Empathetic. The final personality trait a mentor should have is empathy. This trait is important because empathy is essential for understanding someone else and the journey they're embarking on. If someone isn't empathetic, they'll come across as callous and insensitive, and then they may not provide advice that's relevant to you and your situation at hand. If you think about following a mentor who isn't empathetic, you're likely headed for trouble. Honestly, all four of these characteristics go hand in hand. Someone empathetic is probably also a good listener, enthusiastic, and respectful of others. So if you want to find a good mentor, don't compromise. Take your time and wait until you find someone who has all of the above qualities. Even if your mentor only lacks one trait, they probably lack in other areas as well.
Thank you for listening to the Summit Learning Institute podcast, an online learning gateway. Be sure to visit our website, summitlearninginstitute.com. And don't keep this podcast a secret. Share it with your friends, family, colleagues, and maybe in your social media network.